Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners, Management Learning, and the European Group for Organizational Studies. This is a supplement to episode 91, where we discuss several speeches from a compilation of the works of Mary Parker Follett, titled Dynamic Administration, published in 1942. It is a sequel to one of our first episodes in the podcast, episode 5 on Follett's concept of the law of the situation. Now, in the 6 years since we released episode 5, interest in the works of Mary Parker Follett have increased greatly, and pragmatism is finding a renaissance as a renewed way of looking at complex problems. Episode 5, however, covered only one speech, The Giving of Orders, that was presented as a contrast to Frederick Taylor's Scientific Management. Follett presented what was a radically different view of what an order is and why orders are followed. Rather than an order being merely a directive given from a supervisor to be followed without question, she proposed that orders, quote, are simply part of the situation. The question of someone giving and someone receiving does not come up. Both accept the orders given by the situation, end quote. While the idea stands alone well, it is only part of the picture, and it was important to examine her related concepts of conflict, power, and integration that are covered in the surrounding chapters. Chapter 1 is titled Constructive Conflict, which is necessary to support Follett's argument that orders must be depersonalized so that the law of the situation can be followed. Conflict is to be used rather than avoided. The goal is not to merely seek compromise where both sides of the conflict give a little. Instead, it is integration, where the solution draws from the interests of both parties and therefore is more stable. Integration is then presented as the abiding goal of organizations in Chapter 3, Business as an Integrative Unity. She saw integration as the key to overall efficiency, and argues that the path to integration is to change the general attitude among the parties of a conflict from one of fighting to one of conferring. She also proposed a notion of collective responsibility, in which all members or subgroups within the organization see themselves as interdependent parts, as, quote, being responsible for our function in the whole, end quote. And then Chapter 4 on Power presents an alternative view of power from the authority and influence that one person has over another, which she referred to as power over. Follett proposed the notion of power with, in which power is not something one has, but is naturally generated through actions of integration. She is clear not to equate this with efforts to balance power between two sides that merely rearranges how one exercises power over another, but instead shows that integration brings forth a functional unity that maximizes power with. We will also address Chapter 5, called How Must Business Management Develop in Order to Possess the Essentials of a Profession?, which is the first of several chapters in the book devoted to the professionalization of business. This follows from our previous episode, number 84, on Louis Brandeis's Business as a Profession. Here, Follett talks about the importance of introducing scientific methods to administration, to include research and organizational learning that allows businesses to experiment, gain experience, and put that experience directly into practice. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal and the European Group for Organizational Studies for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.